Hello and welcome to Life with Purpose Radio. Rod Hampton here with another week's worth of inspirational stories of people sharing Christ around the world, and Juliana Smoke gets us going.
Thanks, Rod. Coming up today, we're going to learn about Redeeming Love Center and how they are helping hurting women.
I'm John Graham, and much has been said about the movie War Room, but what about Woodlawn? Trey Reynolds from Lifeway Films has worked on both of these movies and tells us about it on today's Culture Connection.
Hello, I'm Ron Lawson. Later we hear about a significant and important ministry aimed at protecting our children from abuse.
I'm Myrna Brown. We're talking to Lauren Daigle, just days away from the biggest night of her life. Is there a dove in her future?
Also today, how churches get planted or started on our Mission Georgia moment. That's this week's edition of Life with Purpose Radio. The Redeeming Love Center helps women in their community during some of the toughest times of their lives. With more about this ministry, here's Juliana Smoke on Life with Purpose Radio.
It is called the Redeeming Love Center, and it's a place where hurting women are ministered to by providing free confidential help and guidance to women on their journey. Cindy Brunt is from Ebenezer Baptist Church in Toccoa, Georgia, and she's the director from Redeeming Love Center, and she joins us today on Life with Purpose Radio. Hello.
Hello, Juliana.
The center was formed 6 years ago, and over the years, you all have seen hundreds of hurting women.
Yes, we have. We do this peer counseling ministry, and we counsel women from 13 on up, and we find that the issues of women everywhere affect the hearts of women everywhere. And so our clients come from all walks of life. Mm-hmm. We minister to anyone.
Mm-hmm. And do you find that women are oftentimes isolated in their pain?
Oh, yes. Sometimes a woman's hurts or maybe whatever she's struggling with are too deep or too personal to share with others in her life or even other people in her church. So we seek to provide that place for them to come, a place that it's confidential, it's non-judgmental, and they can receive some guidance and some counseling for whatever issues they're dealing with in their lives.
Mm-hmm. So they buy into this lie that if I'm a good Christian or I'm really good enough, I shouldn't struggle.
Many women do. Many of the women that come to the center are believers, and they're not exempt from dealing with things. And we find that many women who do have a personal relationship with Christ are struggling in their Christian walk, and they have issues of faith and trust, maybe distorted image of God. Some women find it very difficult to believe how much God really loves them. And this is something that we try to really help them with and gear our counseling toward their relationship with Christ.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, you're seeing women from every walks of life with a wide range of problems.
Yes. It makes no difference how you grew up, what your socioeconomic status is, whether you go to church, whether you don't, what denomination you are. We're interdenominational here. You can have a personal relationship with Christ, but you don't have to have, because all women are welcome to come and be ministered to through our counseling.
Mm-hmm. And tell us about the services that you all offer.
Well, we provide one-on-one counseling, and then we also have support groups. We really found that our support groups are foundational to the spiritual and emotional health and wellness of many of the issues that our clients are dealing with. We offer 6 or 7 support groups, and those are on an ongoing basis, and women can actually rotate in and out of these groups based on their need or, you know, whatever specific issue is that they might be dealing with in their life.
Mm-hmm. And something to point out is that you all are trained in peer counseling.
Yes. Actually, our motto is, we have been where you are. And that's because all of our staff and all of our volunteers have not only been through a peer counselor training, but we have been in our own process of allowing God to work in our lives as we deal with our own personal issues also. So it's passing on what God has given and what God has done in our lives to other women who are struggling.
Mm-hmm. And something to highlight, like you said, these services are completely free.
Yes, they are. When a woman does a support group, we just ask that they pay for the material, the book, but we make sure that it's never more than $20.
Wow, wow. And now you all are expanding into other areas.
Yes, these centers can be placed in any community. It just takes women who desire to have a ministry like this in your community, and the International Centers for Women's Ministry to help you walk through an entire process of putting a center like this in your community.
Cindy, this is just a phenomenal ministry where I can see how the Lord is using you all to minister to hurting women. How can we get more information?
If you would like information or a brochure from Redeeming Love or information on how to have a center in your community, you can call 706-491-2278. Again, is 706-491-2278.
We've been speaking with Cindy Brunt, director of Redeeming Love Center. Cindy, what a great ministry where women can go and not feel judged and find healing through Jesus. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for this opportunity for sharing our center.
For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Juliana Smoke.
Life with Purpose Radio. One out of four girls is sexually abused before age 18. One out of six boys will face the same fate. Childhood sexual abuse can happen in your youth or children's program. Background checks are not enough. You owe it to your children to attend the Sexual Abuse Summit, October 22nd in Atlanta, Georgia. This one-day conference is open to anyone who works with children. You'll learn an abuse prevention system to protect your children and avoid crippling legal trouble. How to respond to an allegation of abuse. Changes in legal requirements and their impact on your organization. This event will help protect your children and your organization. Visit sexualabusesummit.com to learn more. Thank you for listening and being a part of Life with Purpose Radio each week. Released right on the heels of the number one movie, War Room, another faith-based movie has hit the theaters, and John Graham has the story of Woodlawn on today's Culture Connection.
So you'd have to be hiding under a rock to not know how War Room has taken America by storm and the Hollywood media folks by surprise. One of the forces behind that is Lifeway Films, and Trey Reynolds is with them. He's here to talk about that and another upcoming film, Woodlawn. Trey, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Man, it's great to have you. War Room, what in the world is going on?
I tell you what, man, God's hand is all over that film. Hollywood, all the entertainment channels, they cannot, you know, discount that film. That in and of itself is just God's hand on it, saying, like, you know, I'm jealous for my name. I want people to know about this film. I want people to know that, you know, I want you to come and talk to me in prayer. And when you get up to that $30 million, $40 million mark with a feature film.
In 3 weeks,
all that does is makes everyone take notice. All that number, what that represents, are eyeballs, are people in the seats in the theater watching the film and letting God use that story to impact their lives. And that's what's phenomenal about it, that God would use that to turn hearts and minds back to Him. And it comes down to the almighty dollar, to the business guys,
sure,
and
right,
the studios. But when they do succeed, that just means we're going to make better content and more redemptive faith-based content. You know, God's using that to touch people's lives.
Before War Room actually was released, I got to screen preview the movie Woodlawn. And I was more excited about Woodlawn after watching that screening than I was about War Room. So I can only imagine what's going to happen in the box office for this film. Tell us a little bit about Woodlawn.
Woodlawn is based on a true story, a 1970s high school football team called Woodlawn High School in Birmingham, Alabama. And at that time, you had forced integration going on where they were bringing the blacks and white students together in high school and public schools. You're coming off the tail end of the civil rights movement. And it's the story of Tony Nathan and his high school football coach. Tony Nathan was the first black kid to play on the high school football team, and just the problems that everyone can imagine was going on at that time. Also in the culture, you had what was called the Jesus movement, or the Jesus revolution was happening in America. You had Billy Graham doing crusades.
Bill Bright.
Bill Bright. You had, you know, FCA and Crew and all these organizations were just – you saw a revival, a real movement of God in the culture. And so these two kind of things collided in this one high school, and the whole football team at Woodlawn High School in one night gave their lives to Christ. Now, the same thing happened to the rivalry school across town called Banks High School, and it led to the largest high school football game that was ever watched in the state of Alabama, even to this date.
Wow.
Like 42,000 people watched this high school football team, and it really was attributed to what God was doing amongst those teams and amongst the culture in Birmingham. And it's amazing, true story, undeniable, has the gospel all throughout it, and it's a fun entertainment. I mean, school football. I mean,
it's
people love those sports movies. So, and they really are praying that these two movies, War Room and Woodlawn, will bring about revival on the local level, and that will just spread. That'll have ripple effects throughout our culture.
Well, Woodlawn, listen to this cast. Sean Astin, who many of you would know from the Lord of the Rings trilogies.
Yep. Samwise guy.
Yeah, phenomenal in this film.
Rudy.
He basically is the evangelist in this film. And on screen for a few minutes is John Voight.
John Voight plays Coach
Bear
Bryant.
John Voight. I mean, it's phenomenal. Great cast, amazing production, and unashamedly gospel presentation from beginning to end. I couldn't imagine a better combination for a film. And so this film comes out when?
It comes out October 16th, nationwide, large release to about 1,500 theaters. You know, we're just encouraging churches, church leaders, high school coaches, FCA leaders, Campus Crusade leaders. This is a fantastic movie to take your youth group, to your college group, your high school group, and just all churches, you know, need to see this film. You will be encouraged. You'll be entertained. You'll be challenged, you know, just that you will want revival in your own life and in your friends and family's lives.
Trey Reynolds with Lifeway Films, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Can't wait for Woodlawn to come out, and you can check out more at, what's the website?
Woodlawnmovie.com.
There we go.
Woodlawnmovie.com.
And until next time, this is John Graham bringing you The Culture Connection.
Every week on Life with Purpose Radio, we bring you stories of people living their lives with purpose and caring Christians around the world. And we hope that as you hear the stories, that they encourage you to live your life with purpose. And why not let us know? You can email us with your comments, questions about the program, story suggestions. Our email address is stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. Again, stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. And let us hear from you today. And our online community is also a great place to connect with us as well, facebook.com/LWP Radio, or you can follow us on Twitter. Our handle is @LWP Radio. Well, we continue to offer our free book as a way of saying thanks for being a listener, and the book this week is The Coffee Shop That Changed a Church, from best-selling author Steve Parr. And it's yours absolutely free. Just go to lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook, fill in the short form, and we'll get it into the mail to you. Once again, absolutely free. Well, let's focus back on our stories for this week. Myrna?
Thanks, Rod. We're talking to Lauren Daigle, just days away from the biggest night of her life. Is there a dove in her future?
Thanks, Myrna. Also ahead, church planting is an important part of getting God's Word into a community. And we hear a simple explanation of how it happens on our Mission Georgia Moment. But before all of that, let's go to Ron Lawson in the Life with Purpose Radio studio with the story, Preventing Child Abuse.
Protecting children in our society is very important, and it's just as important for us to protect children in our churches. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director for the Georgia Baptist Convention, visits with a ministry leader whose mission is to do just that, protect children.
I'm glad to have on the phone with me today Kimberly Norris, who is co-founder and director of a Christian organization called Ministry Safe. Kimberly, we've talked to your husband and ministry partner in the past, and we're very interested in hearing some very important information that you have for us that applies to all of our churches. Kimberly, thank you so much for being with us today on Life with Purpose Radio.
Well, thank you. I'm pleased to be here.
Kimberly, maybe we should start with some background information. Tell our listeners how God has led you and Greg to start Ministry Safe.
Well, my husband and I are both litigators. We litigate sexual abuse cases all over the country. As well, we are believers. I'm actually a preacher's kid, and Greg and I have been involved in high school ministry for 20-some-odd years together. Ministry Safe grew out of our litigation experience, litigating sexual abuse cases in the context of cults and in some secular scenarios. We began to be hired by some pretty high-profile Christian ministries in circumstances where an allegation had occurred related to either an employee or a high-profile volunteer where essentially the train had left the tracks in that organization. And as we provided services to various Christian organizations who had experienced child sexual abuse allegations that had a significant impact on the ministry, both in terms of public perception, the possibility of both criminal prosecution of the perpetrator and civil litigation, in some cases, criminal prosecution for failure to report. We began to see patterns and circumstances where perpetrators would actually seek out Christian ministries as a context in which to access kids. And we also saw patterns where allegations would arise that were largely premised upon Christian organizations failing to understand the issue. So Ministry Safe grew out of our desire to make resources available to the church that otherwise might not be as easily available. I'm currently navigating Christian churches, primarily evangelical Christian churches, through allegations in about 11 different contexts. Ministry Safe grew out of our desire to make state-of-the-art sexual abuse prevention resources available to every church, large and small. We wanted these resources to be available to a church of 50 or a church of 10,000.
Well, Kimberly, one of the things that I've heard as we have dealt with this in Georgia, some of our churches don't think they have a problem. How prevalent is sexual abuse in local congregations?
Far more prevalent than what you would ever contemplate. Statistically, we pull up an average of 23 news articles per day in the United States that have to do with either allegations in ministry context or civil cases that have been filed or criminal prosecution. And obviously, some of those are related to the same issues because high-profile cases are going to create more press. But it's a significant issue. It's a significant issue both in the context of child sexual abuse occurrences in our culture. Statistically, 1 in 4 young women and 1 in 6 young men will have been sexually abused before he or she reaches 18 years of age.
That's tragic.
And those scenarios are going to occur in circumstances where kids spend time. And of course, one of those places are in the church.
Yes. Well, this is a huge problem. I want to thank you and Greg for what you're doing to help our churches all across the nation to deal with this serious problem, which brings me to the point that we have a national conference that's coming up in Atlanta at First Baptist Church of Atlanta on October the 22nd. Folks can access information about this by going to the website sexualabusesummit.com. Would you tell us just a word about this upcoming conference and why it's important for churches to be involved?
We're really excited about this event. First Baptist Atlanta, as you said, is going to host it. It's going to be a day-long opportunity for church leaders and church staff members and even really interested volunteers to come and hear from industry experts concerning sexual abuse prevention and specific church safety elements that can be put in place in every church. We're going to talk about effective training. We're going to talk about effective screening processes. We're going to talk about the procedures and processes and policies that you should have in place as it relates to this issue. And really, our goal is to equip anyone who comes to the conference to walk away with adequate information about where to go to get the help that you need and the resources that you need and the training that you need in order to effectively address this issue in every church in the area and across the Southeast.
Thank you so much, Kimberly. I've been talking with Kimberly Norris of the Love Norris Law Firm and co-founder of Ministry Safe. We look forward to you and Greg coming to Georgia to First Baptist Church of Atlanta on October the 22nd for the Sexual Abuse Summit. Folks, this is a very, very critical issue, and requires your presence. I think of anyone who's concerned about our children, protecting the church from sexual abuse perpetrators, you need to come to this conference. Kimberly, thank you so much for your ministry. Thank you for all that you're doing to help our churches. We love you and Greg and appreciate so much what you're doing. And thank you for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
Well, you're welcome. We look forward to seeing your folk on October 22nd.
For more information on the upcoming Sexual Abuse Summit, go to our website, lifewithpurposeradio.com. For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Ron Lawson.
Now on Life with Purpose Radio, Myrna Brown introduces us to the ministry of singer-songwriter Lauren Daigle.
I am guilty, ashamed of what I've done, what I've become. These hands are dirty. I dare not lift them up to the Holy One.
That song and the album by the same name has given singer-songwriter Lauren Daigle an impressive platform. Three Dove Award nominations. And here with us on Life with Purpose Radio is Lauren Daigle. Lauren, three. How are you?
How are y'all?
I'm good.
Good to be with you this morning.
Oh, it's good to be with you, and congratulations. That's so exciting.
Thank you so much. We are all kind of just in awe of what the Lord is doing. It's just the evidence of His hand in the midst of this story. So I'm so thankful, so appreciative. It's really beautiful.
You were at home in Louisiana when you got the news, right?
I was in Louisiana with my entire family, which was so fun. And my grandmother was sitting there with me, and I said, "Nanny," and she said, "What?" I said, "I have some news for you." And so I said, "Two Dove Awards," and she just bust out into tears. She was so excited.
Louisiana, as we said, is where you were born and raised. A lot of musical influence growing up there, but I understand that you almost, as they say, missed your calling. And had it not been for a serious illness, we might not be having this conversation today. Tell us some of that story.
Yes, when I was 15 years old, I was diagnosed with an illness called cytomegalovirus. Being 15, 16, 17, those are some of the most exciting years of your life. You know, you get to get your driver's license and all these things that would make you want to go. And I had to just be still. It was incredible, though, because God came and met me and showed me what was to come so that I wasn't weighed down by the present, so that I was able to look forward to what He had in store.
And we can add that you also went on a mission trip.
At that time, when I was about 18, my health was being restored. I went to Brazil, got to build a church down there, make some beautiful friends. I've also gone to China and worked with gospel ministries down there, helping women that are involved with the prostitution circuit. And it's pretty incredible to see the hand of God moving in those rings. Mm-hmm. He is alive and present, and hearts are being brought to the Father, and it's absolutely beautiful.
And then there was American Idol.
That was an interesting season. It was really a beautiful time because the Lord showed me my heart for worship. I would rather lead worship for my church of 1,500 people than be on the stage with millions of viewers.
Wow.
If that means that I still have your presence.
Wow.
And it just clicked in my head in that moment that, oh, wow, the whole reason why He brought me to American Idol was to get to that exact place so that He could show me how He has transformed my heart to love and adore worshiping Him beyond all things.
And, Lauren, I would say that that was just as much of a mission field as Brazil and China.
Oh,
would you agree?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it's amazing because God has put so many Christians in that circuit. We would have prayer sessions together and everything while we were on American Idol.
And here you are now, Dove nominated and all, and everybody loves the song How Can It Be. What are your favorites?
Once and for All.
God, I give you what I can today. These scattered ashes that I hid away, I lay it all at your feet. From the corners of my deepest shame, the empty places where I've worn your name, show me the love. I say I believe.
And Power to Redeem.
You take what is and you make it beautiful. When love floods in, we're restored forevermore. With breath that brings the dead to life, with words that pierce the dark with light, only by the blood are we set free.
Lauren Daigle, what a pleasure it has been talking to you on Life with Purpose Radio. The new project is How Can It Be?
Awesome. Thank you all so much for having me. This has been such a sweet time.
And for Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Myrna Brown.
Today's Missionary Moment highlights church planting here on Life with Purpose Radio.
Hi, my name is Jenny, and I love to plant seeds, flower seeds, vegetable seeds, and I love to watch it grow. But you know, there's one thing you might not have thought about that we do here at Georgia Baptist. And that is that we love to plant churches. We have a department that works in areas to see where we need to have churches planted. Just like there are so many different kinds of flowers and plants and vegetables, there are all kinds of different churches, and they each have different needs. Just like this church, this Hispanic church in Savannah. Every people group has specific needs, and your gift to Mission Georgia helps us to meet those needs. You could say that your gift to Mission Georgia is the seed that will be used to plant a church that could one day grow into a beautiful congregation to serve Him. So thank you for giving to Mission Georgia.
For more information, go to missiongeorgia.org. Again, that's missiongeorgia.org. On Life with Purpose Radio, we believe that the truth of Christ is to be shared with everyone. And we hope today's stories have inspired you to live life with purpose. You heard about Redeeming Love Center for Women, the movie Woodlawn, Preventing Child Abuse, Christian artist Lauren Daigle, and church planting through Mission Georgia. See you next time for more stories of people living their lives with purpose, and check out lifewithpurposeradio.com for more information on today's stories. Life with Purpose Radio is a production of the Georgia Baptist Convention. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director, and in association with Southern Baptist State Conventions and agencies, including the International Mission Board and the North American Mission Board, and is made possible by gifts through the Cooperative Program. I'm Rod Hampton, and from everyone here, thank you for listening to Life with Purpose Radio.